السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 11th of December 2024, corresponding with the 9th of Jumadul Akhirah, 1446. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, may Allah Ta'ala accept our du'as. Allah grant us afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant shifa and cure to all those who are ill. And Allah Ta'ala make it easy for those who are going through difficulties. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهداه الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Mubarak day for all of us. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept all your khidmat and may the Ummah benefit from your beautiful nasihat and advices. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and our brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses number 56, 57 and 58. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. Verily, those people who are arguing, who are disputing, who will dispute and argue regarding the verses of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ, without any authority given to them, without any proof, without any evidence and justification. So why do they do that? If you just study Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the one side, receiving the wahi, revelation, Quran Sharif is wahi and matlu, the wahi that is recited in the salat and namaz and prayer, and the sunnah mubarakah is also wahi, but is wahi and revelation, ghair matlu. We cannot recite that in our salat, our namaz, our prayer. You can't say in salat, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, but it is wahi and revelation as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 53 and verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ, that he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him. Chapter 53, Surah Al-Najmi, the star, and verses 3 and 4. So why do these people keep on arguing? You see, that side is the Master alayhi salam. On the opposite side is Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham was his name. The people would call him Abul Hakam, the father of wisdom. But he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, sammahu Aba Jahlin, the father of ignorance and jahalat. So that is what we see even in this world. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 44 and verse number 49, Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, the smoke, and verse number 49, Zuk, taste this punishment from the pungent tree, the Shajarat al-Zakum, innaka antal azizul kareem. You used to say, yea, in this world, that you are very, very powerful, and you are very, very generous. He made all these claims, but alas, he died a non-Muslim, dispatched to Jahannam and punished forever. So yea, Almighty Allah is teaching us. You will always find at all times, all places and circumstances. So why do people want to speak when they don't even have evidence and proof? إِمْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ سُوْ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ إِنْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ. إِنْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ, the in is for nafiyah, for negation. So in their hearts there is nothing. Illa kibrum, but self-aggrandizement and self-glory. They think that they have so much authority and so forth and so on. Ma hum bi balighi, but they will not reach it. It will always be humiliation and disgrace for them. So yeah, today's age, you'll see people who in Islamic terminology are called complete jahil, ignorant people. So many you will see. And you will find that they're not hafiz, they're not alim, but they want to challenge the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani. And in Islamic terminology, these two verses are applicable to them. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that when you interact with them, so don't waste your time with them, they idiots and jahils and fools. So just make salam and carry on with them. Therefore, Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah used to say, when I interact with the ulama, then I beat them in the debates. When I interact with the jahil and ignorant people, they beat me. They beat me, meaning they talk nonsense. They don't even know what are the etiquettes and what is Quran and what is Sunnah. They're not hafiz of Quran, they're not hafiz of Sunnah, they're not hafiz of fiqh, they know nothing. But they want to debate. So today that is what we see. People will want to debate with you, write against you, do this. But they themselves, how much knowledge do they have? So very little. But that is self-aggrandizement and self-glory. Actually, they are exposing their own jahalat and ignorant jahil murakkab, what we call. Illa kibrum ma'hum bibalighi. And Almighty Allah states, khudil afwa wa amur bil ulfi. That you must continue doing the good work and forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. And turn away from the jahil and the ignorant people. Don't engage them. Fasta'iz billah. So seek Allah's protection. Therefore, we must stay away from ignorant people and so forth. It is just an exercise in futility. Always seek Allah's protection. Allah protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh, and from all the types of evil and harm and so forth. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir, and He Almighty Allah Jalla wala, He is all hearing and all seeing. Now these people here, they want to worship their deities, their idols, their semi-gods, demigods. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing them. As they said and enshrined in the noble Quran in Surah Yasin, they were amazed and astonished. How can it happen that the person dies and then tomorrow there will be resurrection and that person will be given life and resurrected and then he will be questioned for all his speech, deeds, and actions. May yuhyil idhama wa yaramim. Who will give life to this dead person? And the bones have all decomposed and disintegrated, and so forth and so on. Qul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. Say that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will give it life. The same Allah who created the human being and the creation the first time. Surah to Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses 78 and 79. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and the fatawa and verdicts of the Sahaba according to the four schools of the thought, but we need to have that knowledge. La khalqus samawati wal ard. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, surely the creation of the heavens and the skies and the land and the sand and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, akbaru, it is much greater and bigger min khalqin nas, than creating human being. Just look at the skies and just look at the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, all those are visible, we can see it. So that is much bigger and greater compared to human being. We 3 feet tall, 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, min khalqis nas, compared to creating of human being. Walakinna aktharan nas la ya'lamun, but majority of the people, they know not. We must remember that they don't know, but they want to say, make challenges even to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they want to challenge the truth of the Quran Sharif. Allah forbid. Wama yastawil a'ma wal basir, the one who's blind physically or blind spiritually, that they don't have the knowledge, they don't have that interaction and so forth, they know nothing really basically, but they want to engage you. So wal basir, and the people who can see physically, they can see and they have the spirituality. So can they be equal? Obviously they can't be equal. Who in his right mind will say a blind person and a person who's got vision and sight are equal? Walladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, and those people, remember, who possess the true iman and they continue with the righteous deeds. Understand this, O students, O ulama, O brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al-Jama'ah. When the word comes, Amilu Salihat, people translate it and do good actions. No, it means you must continue doing good actions. So the word continuation must be used. Then you are propagating and giving the true meaning of the word. So not you just do good actions, it must be done constantly. Then it is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. So continuously the person continues with righteous deeds and actions. Walal musi', and that person who is committing, perpetrating doing evil, kufr, blasphemy, shirk, polytheism, idol worship. Can they be equal? Hasha wa kalla. Never ever. How can they ever be equal? Qaleelam ma tatadhakkaroon. Qaleel, few. Ma. Ma ibhamiya litaki dil qilla. Write it down, ulama students. Ma ibhamiya litaki dil qilla. So your translation will read extremely few. So qaleel, few. And ma will bring the meaning extremely, extremely few. People will be such tatazakkaroon that will accept this advice and admonishment. Look in today's world, you must remember that. 8 billion plus people, and only 1 billion. That also be stretching the figure. All this that we are 2 billion and 1.5 billion is all this talk. So even this 1 billion, if you look at it, 70-80% do not even read 5 daily salat. So what good is that of the iman and so forth? So nevertheless, let's round it off at 1 billion. So 7 billion plus people are non-Muslims, and from there they want to remain like that. If you tell them about Islam and Muslim, they run away. They don't want to associate themselves with Islam and Muslims because they feel that that is an impediment to their progress and so forth. Allah forbid. So that is how the world has become. So we as Muslims have the best. We have to share that with the rest what we have, because we know we have the truth. They don't even have a constitution. You go challenge the Jew, you go challenge the Christian, you go challenge the Hindu, you go challenge the Buddhist or any Zionist or whoever. You see, Christmas is coming. So in 1647, you find that the Puritan Parliament of Britain, so they banned the Christmas celebration, and they banned it in England for 13 years, and they banned it there in Scotland for 400 years. Your Christmas celebration. Does that not speak volumes about how you are following a false religion that your own churches are telling you it is filled with promiscuity, wine, dine and swine, and all in the name of Jesus, Allah forbid. So therefore we need to understand that there is definitely something wrong with any faith and any other religion besides Islam, and therefore Islam has made it clear. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ Dina, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whichever religion people seek and they'll search for besides Islam, it will never ever be accepted from them. And in the year after, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, that person will be among the losers and the failures. Chapter number 3 and Surah Ali Imran, verse number 85. So that is what you find in the noble Quran. May Almighty Allah keep us steadfast on our iman, and read Surah 3 verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, never let our hearts get deviated after you gave us this guidance, and envelope us in your special mercy. You are the best of givers. And Surah 12, chapter 12, and Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with perfect iman Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious people. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 9th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, and day number 432 of the Gaza genocide. And we present to you the local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. 4 jutlas were dispatched to death. We say that, remember, to Jahannam, and they are roasting, toasted day in the hell. hellfire. We say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Daily we send you 10, 20, 30 messages from our own correspondent, which the Western media will never speak about. Or if they speak about it, it will be there, marginalized and so forth. 90%, 80% of the people will not even see it. Israel attacks Syria, 500 attacks in the past 1-2 days, and that they justify. And America, the biggest terrorist on earth, remember, will say yes. Therefore, Russia has cornered them and said, Israel is occupying parts of Syria, and you, America, say it is justified, you call it security, when we invaded parts of Ukraine, so that you call terrorism. So what is the difference? So the only difference we say is both America and Israel are the biggest terrorists on earth, and therefore your empire is coming to an end after 70 years. How Bashar Assad, that the harami, the mass murderer, and the Satan and Pharaoh on this earth, remember his rule came to an end, and the end of the Assad dynasty after 50-60 years, so America, you also going to fall, Israel will fall, and all those Arab tinpot dictators and haramis who follow you, they also will fall, because the Quran Sharif has taught us, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Verily, anybody faces and promotes the batil and falsehood, then they must perish sooner or later. Next one, 72 deaths due to West Nile virus. The media won't tell you this. I'll send it out today. Among the Israelis, 72 of them fracked already. They died like dogs already. And 72 of them due to the West Nile virus. 922 cases are confirmed among the Israelis already. So you can see the divine punishment coming to them. America sets out the conditions. They say, if you want America to recognize you, you the Muslim brothers, their ancestors in Syria with your new government, then you must not have the chemical weapons. You must have democracy. You must respect the rights of the minorities, and you must not be a threat to your neighbors, meaning Israel. So we tell America, go to hell. What Taliban told you and defeated you, and they defeated Biden, and Trump called it, you must remember, the worst defeat in the history of America. So what Hamas told you, you can't even defeat Hamas, Israel, you haramis, with the 50, 60, 70 countries helping you from time to time. So that is what Taliban stands for. We will not bow down to you or America or anybody else. That is what Hamas, we are Sunnis, and we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We will take you on in your own backyard. So that is what they should do. If they bow down to the Americans, then remember that will be a disaster for them. We hope and pray some sanity prevails. Russia, now where their key ally goes, this is Syria and Bashar Assad. So Putin, I always told you, is a harami, but he's a good harami against America. To take them on and the allies of America like Ukraine and Europe and so forth. If you know anything, in February 2022, when he, Putin, invaded Ukraine, then Biden, the harami, Joe Genocide, say, in weeks and months, you will find Russia will be on its knees. The ruble will collapse and Russia will collapse. Well, America is collapsing, and we can see Russia is progressing. Russia got no worries that they have enough minerals and they have enough resources. So now they're just looking for alternatives. So now they are going to build ties, very good ties with the Taliban. They're going to remove them from the terrorist list, and Taliban will accept it. It will be a win-win situation. religion. Taliban, you should embrace that. Tell America, go to hell. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is on trial. Look at the humiliation. One side, war criminal. He and Gallant by the ICC, they are charged. First time in the history of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, a sitting prime minister is brought to trial on criminal charges. So that is what he tried to do, to say, no, that, you know, that I am the person who am being victimized. This is a witch hunt against me, and so forth and so on. So no, it is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Allah gives honor to whomsoever he wishes, and Almighty Allah does graces whosoever he wishes. And the Queen Elizabeth, in the times of Israel, I sent out the message yesterday on my status. She said the Israelis are terrorists, and they are the sons of terrorists. And this is mentioned in your paper, the State of Israel. And remember that, your Israeli newspapers. Therefore, Queen Elizabeth never ever visited Israel. So there you got it from the horse's mouth. She knows the history that Britain made a big mess in giving somebody else's land to a group of haramis and murderers and war criminals. So she spoke the truth. Israel to create a buffer zone. They call it a sterile zone in southern Syria. Can you imagine that? They come, they destroy the airports, they destroy the planes, they destroy the navy, and then say, come now, let's negotiate. We say, what negotiate? We will join Hamas, and then we will say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So remember, that is what Quran taught us. Israel, the Jutlas, will always be punished. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them, and it will be the worst type of punishment for people on this earth right till the day of justice. So whether it comes from Muslim or non-Muslim or Hitler or whoever, that doesn't matter. America wants to say they are a superpower, but Allah Ta'ala punishes them from time to time. Now there's a place called Malibu, and in Malibu the fire is raging on and so forth. So much damage to the hectares and acres there of land. India and Russia, the ties are unbreakable. How's that now? If you know anything about history, Pakistan ki kismet, you know, Pakistan used to make wrong decisions from day one. In 47, when the partition took place, one side India, one side Pakistan, India went with Russia, Pakistan went with America, and that was the terrible mistake they made. And therefore today all these prime ministers and them, they don't run the show. It is the army, and the army, it takes its directives from America. France is withdrawing from Chad, Chad, whatever you want to call it. And Chad, well done to you, Chad. I call it Chad, other people call it Chad, but C-H-A-D, well done. Kick out these whiteys, the haramis, majority of them, and they come there to cause murder, turmoil and chaos, and they just want to colonize, and they want. France won the African countries. Even now, 10, 12 or 14 countries, minimum is 10, are still paying France. Can you believe that? Tell them to go to hell and take their army and military. They must go. Israeli occupation security. So that I told you, when they occupy, it's security. When Russian occupies, it is terrorism. So the Kremlin and Russia has put America in a proper corner to show you are the biggest hypocrites and terrorists on earth. Listen to Trump trumpeting away. He's a real donkey and a moron, Trump. He says Canada and Mexico should become part of the U.S. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia is organizing their first cruise ship. That is what they have built, they say. They can't build nothing. They just get others to do so. And the ship will have accommodation for 3,362 passengers, and they consider that as an achievement. If they had any iman, the government and regime, they should have praised Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. He was the first person to allow, you must remember, and go on that boat and ship and so forth, and conquer, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, the credit will go to Amir Muawiyah. But the Shias and their sympathizers, there's no shortage of them, that also they will find some mistake in it. The Pope to meet Mahmoud Abbas tomorrow on Thursday day in Rome, in the Vatican or wherever, and remember there that this, now he is becoming vocal against the Israelis in condemning them and so on. So Faiz Ahmed, he was once upon a time the big man in the Pakistani army. So he is being charged. Why? Because for helping Imran Khan. America, Europe are telling them, Britain, that this is how you should keep Imran Khan in jail and his allies. So nobody must help him and so forth. Otherwise, you see, Pakistan mein musibat kya hai? Ek kursi hai aur do sharif hai. If you know what's happening there, that there's one chair and there are two sharif brothers, Nawaz Sharif, Shabbaz Sharif, all corrupted lot there. The Bhutto family, 100 people plus minus killed in Mozambique. Problems are increasing because they're not accepting the elections that Frelimo won and so forth. And your Komati border, the last time I read, is still closed both ways, from Maputo, traffic not coming in, from South Africa not going in. So a big, big terrible situation. Ashraf Suleiman, I know him personally. I stayed in his house there in Riyadh, and he was part of our foreign affairs at that time when I was invited for a conference. He is our ambassador to Syria. So yesterday he gave a communication and said a report that he and his family are very, very safe, and they're not leaving there for the moment. All the ambassadors and all of them are staying put. So Ashraf Suleiman, Allah keep you and your family safe. We make dua for you, and inshallah, wherever you are, serve Islam first and then worry about all the politics and so forth. Danny Jordan, remember of SAFA, South Africa football and what have you, that he fails in his bid to have his fraudulent case against him. They all, you know, corrupted one way or the other. So remember that to be struck off the roll, he failed in his endeavor. Yea, in Lanesia surroundings from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday coming, this Friday, yeah, 96 hours, they say no water. There in Kwaduguza Stenger, that Hafiz Zakaria's trial will continue today, meaning the suspects who hijacked and kidnapped him. So these guys, the three of them, are going to now apply for bail. So you Muslim, the man, go fill the courts and show your solidarity with Hafiz Zakaria Desai. I met his son and brothers and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala bring him back to his family. And another brother here, I believe in Robertsham somewhere, 82 years old, he also kidnapped. Allah Jalla Wala bring them back safe and sound to their respective families. Today 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani will be on with Mona Khalid Yaqub, and then 11 to 12 the Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 Insha'Allah Al-Aziz will be the, you understand, the tafsir of the Quran, and make dua after Zohar. Duas are accepted. Jee